Hello, 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 besties. Hi, how are we doing? I'm coming at you, not live, but coming at you at 8:30 on a school night, on a Monday night, because I just feel like yapping. I feel like talking some things. I feel like sharing some stuff, you know? And this podcast is not just a space for science and sustainability, but it's also a space for girlhood. And honestly, a big part of girlhood for me is yapping. So here I am, as I said, live on a school night, or not live. and I thought we could chat about some things. So this is going to be a kind of bonus episode where it's much shorter and it's just a couple of thoughts from a scientist who is predominantly a life scientist, but also dabbling in some social science this year. And I just want to share on certain things and get the conversation going, because I also want to hear other people's thoughts on these types of things. So I thought today we'd tackle the topic of microfeminism, because it's just something that's been coming up on TikTok a lot lately, and I know we all rot. We rot away scrolling through TikTok. I am no stranger to a little TikTok rot, so I thought this would be a really fun topic to start on this little bonus episode idea. But before we jump into that, I feel like an essential part of girlhood is also pop culture. And there's been so much happening. Oh my goodness. Oh my golly gosh. There's been so much going on. And I first and foremost want to talk about some things happening in pop culture. I want to give some recommendations. I want to start this conversation around gay pop, around Coachella, around all this stuff. Let's first chat about that. Okay, so why did no one tell me that Coachella's a thing again? Because what the heck? I was scrolling on my TikTok and all of a sudden everyone's at Coachella. Everyone and their mom is at Coachella. I thought that this died in like 2017. I thought it died with COVID, to be completely honest. And then there I was, just, you know, wasting away. And I see Sabrina Carpenter, Renee Rapp, Doja Cat, Chapel Roan, like all these artists are performing at Coachella, and it's like huge. Billie Eilish, Lana Del Rey, like there's just a whole bunch of stuff going on. Tyler the Creator, I think like Lil Uzi was there. I think wasn't Lil Uzi like voguing or something? That was an absolute slay. I love that. That was a really good piece of content. Sabrina Carpenter was there with Barry Keoghan. stopped dead in my tracks when I saw that. I'm obsessed with them. So yeah, that's a thing that's been happening. I was really interested to see that. Also, like, I've been eating up with their outfit content, but you know, there's always the converse to that, because why is everyone like buying outfits that they're going to wear once and then throw away? We're not going to get into that now, but that's always a problem. She and Chela, if I do say so myself. But yeah, that was really a shock to see that Coachella was a thing. I don't have much to say, actually, to be completely honest. Other than it happened. Don't know if you know. Just thought I'd let you know that it did happen and it was a thing. And honestly, if I don't go to Coachella one day, I'll consider my life a failure. I have degrees. That doesn't matter. I could solve climate change, actually. I could solve everything. I could figure it all out. Even though, side note, we know how to fix it. It's just that the people in power don't want to, because, you know, it makes too much money for them to kill the planet. But yeah, I could literally solve climate change, and if I didn't go to Coachella, it's a fail. And say what you want about me. I'm an honest gal. I need to see Doja Cat, and I know she's questionable. I know. She has done some things in the past. But that's my home girl. Like, for me, it's not a party unless Doja Cat plays. And yeah, she was there. So if I just see Doja Cat live, like, I can die happy, honestly. I can die happy. And it's crazy because she really is like half South African. I'm like, oh, girl, come to South Africa. Anyways, that's just my take. And I think it's been quite interesting. There's been some interesting like marketing things also with like brands. I mean, brand trips are like huge when it comes to Coachella. And I think Drink Poppy, that one like soda brand, but it's like a healthy soda or something, in the US, they flew out just one TikToker, Alex Earl, and just spoiled her and her friends rotten. And it was kind of different, kind of like a unique take on brand trips, like when they just put all their eggs in one basket. And I must say, I thought that was quite refreshing. I know we're all sick of the influencer culture that we are seeing and the overconsumption being pushed on us. You know, like all these brands like trying to do the most. So it was quite interesting to see something new. You know, I feel like there's no such thing as newness anymore. I feel like we just kind of see revamped stuff. Yeah, that's kind of where I feel pop culture is now. But I say that on one hand, but on the other hand, the music, this is my second point on pop culture, the music that we are getting right now. Like, we're not even going to talk about Beyonce's new album. Oh my gosh, it's just too good. And then we've got Chappell Roan, like, absolutely coming in right now, so hot. If you haven't heard her yet, please. If you like the Renee raps, that kind of vibe. Sabrina Carpenter just released Espresso. Oh my gosh, it's too good. I'm just eating up the pop girlies music right now. I've never been happier. I'm also like kind of like I'm going through a breakup right now, and this is the only thing getting me through, like putting on my headphones, listening to music. So good. So like I have a few recommendations. Let me actually pull up my phone. I literally have a couple of favorite songs. If you are here for the pop girlies, I am living. So Good Luck Babe, Chappell Roan, too good. Tyler's new album, the whole one, no skips. It's so good. Like, it's so good. But especially, like, Jump. I'm sorry. It's too good. It's too good. They never had a pretty girl from Joburg. I mean, now, and that's what they prefer. Like, I love it. I'm not a Joburg girlie, but, you know, love the Joburg girlies. We got some Madison Beer. I mean, I don't think this is, like, very new, her album. But it's so good. What is this album even, actually? Let me just, like, see. Is it a self-titled album? Wait, literally go to album. I'm literally gonna... Science Between Songs. Oh my gosh. Such a good album. Such a good album. It's so good. So I like really recommend that. My current favorite song like of right now that I'm hyper fixed on, Talk Too Much by Renee Rapp. It's so good. Yo, take a shot every time I say it. It's so good. And then of course, we're not gonna even talk about like Ariana's new album. Like that's even like 2-3 weeks old now. We moved on. Like there's so much going on. Like you gotta keep up. That's really good. Another song that's gone really viral is What I Want by Gregor McMurray. So good. It gets me in such a party mood. I also just ran the Two Oceans half marathon yesterday, so I'm literally a broken mess. But holy shit, like that song makes me feel like I can conquer the world. Like absolutely. And now to jump from that. From conquering the world, let's get into microfeminism now. I've yapped enough about pop culture. We can chat about microfeminism. Okay, besties. Let's get into microfeminism. Now, what the heck is that? If you have not heard of that, it's because it's like a new niche term that Gen Z is just given. You know, like we just have new terms for everything, which is also really controversial. Like, older people are like, oh, everything has a name nowadays. But as someone who is searching like things on the internet and then also being a researcher, I love names. Like, I love all these random names we give to things. Let me think of an example, like gaslighting and like all that stuff. You know, like I love these names because it makes searching for things so easy. So yeah, microfeminism, it's a new term, a new kind of thing coined by TikTok. Oh my gosh, I am literally talking about TikTok this whole episode, but you know, it's fine. Other podcasters do it too, so, like, I'm not the problem. So, yeah, microfeminism. Essentially, it's, like, a way to subtly fight back against the system, if that makes sense. Like, it's almost like a, like, I kind of see it as, like, a microaggression where it's something that's so subtle that if you were to call it out, people would be like, what do you mean? Like, you know when someone's, that's another, like, buzzword that I'm talking about. But, like, if you don't know what a microaggression is, it's kind of being racist, but so subtly that you, if you were to point it out, people would be like, no, that's not what I meant. Like, it's just a joke. Like, whatever. Like, that type of energy. That was a really bad explanation. But, like, let me see if I can think of an example. It would be like, oh, where are you from? To someone who maybe looks like they're from Asia, you know? Like, that's probably not the best example. There's probably better examples out there, but that's kind of that energy of like subtly, no, I'm just trying to find out, but it's got some like undertones. So that's microaggression. Microfeminism, obviously different, but it kind of has that same energy of like, it's so subtle, hence the term micro. But yeah, I've pulled up this article from Glamour written by Stephanie McNeil, and they kind of say it, how they, here they describe it as, the definition underscores the idea that creating change doesn't always require grandiose action, but starts with small, highly intentional daily gestures, like first asking women in the room to contribute ideas, or unapologetically claiming the armrests when you're in a middle seat. So good. I love it. I love it. I love it. Love it. So yeah, this kind of got really popular on TikTok. It started with one person talking about it, and then it's kind of grown from there, and people are just sharing all the different mini microfeminisms. So I thought we'd talk about my one. And there were like a couple things. But actually, before I do, I want to share from the creator, or like one of the people that have done one of these videos. She's literally, and I quote, she said, "I think it encapsulates small actions that many women have been implementing throughout our entire lives." And that's like so key. It's these little things that we've kind of been doing as our own little like internal, like screw you to the system, you know? I love the ones that I've seen. I want to go through some that I have seen. Okay, so one of the ones that I saw that I stood up before I talk about all of mine, my many, was that this one person was a real estate agent, and she literally would put, when she would like, I don't know, do all the paperwork and stuff, she would put the woman's name down first on the documentation so that like the man's name would come second. And I've also seen like a couple of doctors and like other medical professionals or professionals in that kind of space. By space, I mean like kind of corporate, you know, when you need documentation, you're working with people. They've like agreed, like they also do that type of thing. So I thought that was quite funny. Then of course we have like the sidewalk, you know, men not like standing to the side on sidewalks and other things like that. But yeah, like my one, it's very much that sidewalk. There is nothing that drives me more insane. And I feel like it happens to me so often, especially because I'm running outside all the time. Like, why do men not move for a woman? Especially if I'm like running, like I am coming at you, like you better move, like else I'm gonna bump into you. And I do. That's my microfeminism, is literally bumping into a man. Like I'm so sorry, but like if you don't make any effort to move, I'm not either, and I will bump you. You will be knocked, because why am I exerting energy? I'm running here. I'm exercising. I'm putting in the work. Yeah, I think it's so disrespectful. I think it's rude, and chivalry is dead. And that's my little microfeminism. And my other one is not so cute and fun. My other one is a bit crazy. Well, it's not even crazy. To me, it's not crazy, but to other people, it is. I don't know why we've been shamed about our periods as women. I've just gone off the pill, and I've like just got my period back and everything. And I've kind of gone back to how I used to be, like at the end of high school. Regarding a menstrual cycle, I used to not worry about if my tampon was showing, or like, oh my gosh, like let me sneak my tampon out of my bag and like hide it in my pocket. No, screw that. Like, why am I doing that? Why I'm going through so much already. Why am I adding that pressure on top of everything? No, absolutely not. So that's my microfeminism, is that I will unashamedly, I will wave my tampons in the air. I'll be like, oh, sorry, I gotta go change my tampon. If a man is talking to me, I'm gonna be like, please be nice to me, I'm on my period. Like, I will openly talk about it. The other day I was talking about something with like two of my friends, or like classmates, like not close friends, but like classmates. And I was talking and I was like, yeah, and I'm ovulating, so everything's even worse. Like, everything is even more emotional. Like, I just will be more open with like feminine, like the womanly menstrual cycle than a lot of people, and that's kind of my microfeminism. And like my own little way, that is my way to, you know, break that stigma and get that conversation going around women's health. And like, why are we ashamed? We need to absolutely stop being ashamed. But yeah, I think that's my little, those are my two cents. You know, I didn't really have much to say. Other than that's what microfeminism is. Those are some of my pop culture references. And I encourage you to pick up your own microfeminisms and look at ways in which you can empower yourself on a daily basis, in a small way, you know? Stop saying I'm sorry all the time. What the heck is that about? Why do we walk around always saying I'm sorry, girls? We need to stop that immediately. We need to stop that immediately. We deserve to take up space. And yeah, that's that on that. Like, there's not much else to say around that. But yeah, I'm currently working on the research for a podcast episode on gender and climate change and like other socioeconomic inequalities linked to climate change. Spoiler alert, women are affected more. Poorer people are affected more by climate change. For many interesting reasons. I've been doing a lot of research in my degree, and this kind of, you know, social aspect has come up quite a lot. So I've been putting aside articles and quotes and stuff, and that podcast episode will come pretty soon. And yeah, I also have some cool interviews planned. So thank you for sticking here. Thank you for listening to my yapping, my rambles. And I will see you soon.